And we're bringing you an early episode 54 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. I'm FlameFlash, clearly. And we're dodging the bullet because my usual night of recording, Wednesday nights, is my birthday. So I'm going to take the day off. And to that end, we'll get started with the Raptor Report. First things first, StarCraft II Wings of Liberty. I started the game up to check to see if there were any updates. And, of course, it shows up on the Raptor Report. Awesome Knots, however, is still awesome. A good 30-minute game session in there. More trophies. It's still a commonly played game in the household. There are some balance issues. There's supposedly a patch, actually, in the works to help with balance issues. Then we also have the fact that there's rumor of a female Awesome Knot character coming in a future downloadable content. So a couple of things to look forward to and breathe a little more life into this game. Super Mario 3D Land. I actually got a chance to sit back and enjoy this one again. It's 3D Mario. It feels like a standard Mario platformer. I'm not talking about Mario 64. I'm not talking about Mario Galaxy or Mario Sunshine. I'm talking about the original Mario Brothers games. This is what it feels like. That's what I like about my Mario. It's one reason why I haven't really gone to play much more of Galaxy. Strong game, and the fact that I had have to share the television, but Galaxy's a strong game, but Mario in a handheld form, even if it's in 3D, seems superior. We get rid of all the weird globes and balls that Mario's running around on in Galaxy, and we return to the classic run, jump, stomp gameplay. Highly superior to Galaxy, in my opinion, and definitely one to inspire you to get a 3DS, along with, of course, Mario Kart 7, and, well, that's about it for the moment. There are a couple out there that I'd like to pick up eventually, but if it, again, wasn't for that ambassador program, might still be holding off on getting a 3DS, I don't know. There are other great games out there, though. Star Fox 64. We're going to segue a little bit into the news. Mario Tennis Open, for instance, came out this week. And from what I hear, it is multi-card or online multiplayer play only. There goes that option. I'm sorry, Nintendo. But if you don't give me a single card option, I'm not going to pick it up. Even Mario Kart has a single card option. And I have two cards. One for myself and one for Red Flare. Yet, we own two, but we're also allowed to own one and still play and enjoy the game. That's my point. They're shooting themselves in the foot by not offering at least a limited single cart game to a partner. World of Warcraft, of course. Tapped into here and picked up a couple more levels on my Hunter, of all things. Think he's in the 75 range now. Slowly working his way up to 80. He may be the next character that makes it to level cap as of Mists. Though for some reason I have a feeling the Monk is going to sneak right up past him. Just my feeling. Speaking of Monks, though, Diablo 3. I believe I had a chance to speak about this last week. It's still fantastic. There's not much more I can say. The Real Money Auction House, to segue into news slightly, of D3 is not yet implemented, nor is the PvP, but doesn't matter. We're getting used to our characters still. We're getting used to the game still. We don't need these features yet to breathe more life into the game. I'm still having a blast with my five characters. And I'm still under level 12. I'm still in Act 1. I am definitely savoring this game and taking my sweet time with it. It's worth it. Leveling up the stash, so I'm opening up slots there. And just working my way through slowly but surely. Go pick it up. I'm Flame Flash out there. I'm not sure about those battle tag numbers at the end, but podcast at flameflash.net, or follow me on Twitter. I'm pretty sure I tweeted what my battle tag was a while back. So, if you're following me there, add me on Diablo. Maybe we'll find each other in there. But very good games. Diablo 3 is especially one to try out. We have the guest pass. We have the unboxing over on flameflash.net. It's a good game. And we have the D3 soundtrack now available on iTunes. Now, yours truly here picked up the Collector's Edition. So I got the soundtrack. And I'm thankful I did. It's fantastic. If you like music, if you enjoy instrumentals, if you need some classical-sounding background noise, but don't want to go to the classics, Diablo 3 soundtrack's perfect for you. Absolutely perfect. So, speaking of the Warcraft realm. WoW is getting a lot of engineering love come beta. Massive amount of love for engineering. I'm excited to be an engineer. Wrote all about it on Monk of Mists, so I won't ramble too much about it. Go check it out. My most anticipated gadget is probably going to be the thermal anvil. So I can smelt and create fully on the fly. Fantastic. Go out there, farm up the mats, land, smelt, create. Boom. Right there at my feet. I love it. Staying in the gaming realm. Now, news is kind of light this week, I think because, one, I'm doing it a day early, and two, E3's coming. So, the normal gaming news is being held back, because everybody wants to make all of their gaming announcements at E3 next month. One piece of gaming news out there still, though, is Lord of the Rings MMO. Ever since going free-to-play, their revenue has doubled. That's pretty impressive, guys. I applaud your efforts. It was the first MMO I actually tried, and for some reason it didn't hook me like Warcraft did. Kind of glad that Warcraft was the one, though. Avengers. I have praised this movie plenty of times. It is now number 5 in worldwide and domestic of all time. So we're getting up there. Geeks are ruling the earth. Most excellent. The Blu-ray DVD combo pack, or the 3D Blu-ray DVD digital copy combo packs, are going to be available September 25th. Just a good amount of time to hopefully see another combo pack come out that is simply Blu-ray, DVD, digital before Christmas. Now, why do I say that? I have glasses. If you're watching on YouTube, or Ustream, you can already see that. It's not comfortable for me. My daughter's has a small head, comparable to mine. So when we go into a store that has a display pair of glasses, it's easy for her to try them on, try out the TV, and be impressed by it. But these little buggers are getting in my way for 3D enjoyment. Now, if somebody has an awesome idea, the next TV could be a 3D. But as it stands, we're going to stick with this one for another good 5 years. And we'll have a warranty still so that when it dies, you get a new one for free. Quote unquote. Yay for air quotes. Alright, so Verizon out there, we'll go transition from geek and gaming to tech, was threatening to discontinue unlimited data. So, if you have a 3G plan, double check before going to a 4G plan. Double check before upgrading your phone. Make sure that when you switch and move, your plan stays the same, if you're happy with it. I would assume those folks that have an unlimited plan are paying for it because that's what they want. And Sprint should be honoring that deal instead of... Verizon should be honoring that deal instead of trying to chase them away. So the more people on T-Mobile, hey, the higher chance we have of finally getting an iPhone. Just saying. Last but not least, here's kind of a fun one. San Francisco bar goers are threatening to boycott any establishment that uses SceneTap app. Now, what this application does is it uses a camera mounted by the entrance and facial recognition software says male, approximately this age, female, approximately this age, and reports it out to a site, or specifically the SceneTap app. So now you can grab your smartphone and see, oh, this location is heavily populated by women. This location is heavily populated by men. Depending on how you swing, you'll choose which place to go to. Right? Now, I definitely see and agree with the issue that people have with this application. Privacy. Sure. Anybody can take a picture of me as I'm walking down the street. I am probably constantly having my picture being taken. Hey, I'm having my picture being taken now. Oh, no. But it's my choice. I'm choosing to be out there. I'm choosing to do these things that put me on a public platform. If I want to go to a restaurant or bar, I don't expect to have my face scanned, even to just estimate my age and gender, and then go in and partake of it. That violates privacy. I agree with their practice of boycotting any establishment that tries to institute this. Sure, it's a harmless app. It doesn't keep the numbers. It doesn't purposefully skew the numbers accidentally. So, supposedly, if, say, the man-to-woman ratio is very high, and there are lots of women at that location, it's not going to suddenly encourage a massive amount of men to show up because it tries to account for the fact that more men will arrive due to the fact that there are more women than men, or vice versa. But how much extra tech or extra hacking would it take to record who's coming in? Record when? with whom, what their age is, using facial recognition technology, go out to Facebook and find their Facebook profile and see if it's open. Yikes! Well, with that foreboding bit of news, though not really, since I doubt many people over here are in San Francisco. If you're in San Francisco, it's something to watch out for. But I'm Flame Flash of FlameFlash.net. Tweet at Flame Flash. Or just stop by and send a larger email at podcast@flameflash.net. One reason why we don't read anything very often on the podcast is because we don't get very often any messages. Or it's going to be that tiny snippet of question which is easily answered without reading the entire thing. But feel free to write in. And I will still consider what in the world to do with the Diablo 3 guest passes if those that I have reached out to with it and tempted are doing alright or not. But I'm going to have a good birthday. Have a good birthday for me in this middle of the week. And I will be back at the usual night, most likely, come next week. So thank you for stopping by. I'm Flame Flash, out on the PSN, Xbox 360, I'm Flame Flash 82, and then of course the others I've already mentioned. Take care.